I was looking at your combine numbers because the combine's coming up. You are fast. And 4.3 40-yard dash, you think you could still run that?
Without a doubt. You know, I don't know if I'm still the 4.31 that I ran when I came
4.31,
out. 4.31, But, you know, me and my fellow guy, Tim Jennings from South Carolina, we was the top two fast. Actually, three South Carolina guys. Ty Hill as well, who was all from the state of South Carolina. We had the three fastest combine times. But it's obviously it's
something in the water at South Carolina that's making everybody fast.
You know, it's about training, off-season training. So, you know, I'm going to go back into my off-season training, obviously, you know, get myself in tip-top shape. And, you know, hopefully I can get myself back, you know, to where I'm in 100% and get through a whole full season without any setbacks.
Well, the combine's coming up. We're actually all going to it. You will be here, of course. Tell me about your combine experience. You were first-round draft pick. So yeah. Was there pressure on you or, you know, what was that like?
It was different. Just my first time actually going and sitting in front of NFL coaches, you know, being put up on a chalkboard, asking to draw defenses up, talk about your defense that you ran in college, you know, being asked, you know, a million questions about your background, where you came from and things like that. Then going throughout the whole weighing-in process, you know, getting measured for height, and then to the next step where you go out and do all your physical things on the field. So for me, it was one of those processes that I knew the field work. It was easy for me. It was really simple. I've been running all my life, you know, cutting and doing things like that, so it wasn't nothing that I haven't done before. The challenge for a lot of guys is going in there and doing the brains part of, you know, talking to the coaches, the Wonderlic test and things like that. And, you know, the more you can educate yourself about the game of football, I just think the more it comes off to the coaches as a guy who's, you know, genuine about football and it just comes natural to them. And for me, I was one of those guys, you know, I can just sit and talk about football all day. So for me, it wasn't anything that I was kind of panicking about or scared to go into those meetings about.
Was there anything about the combine that you wish you had known that you know now, that maybe some advice you'd give to players that are heading to the combine now?
Take your time. You know, I remember a lot of guys when I was there, we were in a rush. Because the time schedule was kind of crammed into a certain slot, and a lot of guys was looking at the time that the airplane was leaving. You know, I remember me, I actually was running out of the building trying to catch my flight. It left in an hour and a half, and I was still at the facility, you know, getting changed. And that was one of my biggest things. I was just trying to get in and get back out. And there's a lot of guys that are actually doing the same thing. If I can tell guys now, I'll just go back and take my time and don't worry about it because the NFL, they'll get you back home.
Book a later flight.
Exactly.
Jonathan Joseph says book a later flight. Did you size up your competition at all? Were you watching what the other guys in your position groups were doing, or were you just sort of in your own zone?
I was in my own zone because I always had the mindset it's 32 teams, so another guy don't do me any good. You know, it's 32 picks in the first round, so if someone gets drafted before or after me, that doesn't bother me one way or another because only one team can draft me. So for me, I didn't really look around or anything like that. You know, obviously, certain guys and certain names are going to catch your attention. You know, obviously, we had Mario Williams, you know, Antonio Cromartie, Reggie Bush, and all those guys there. So it was several big names throughout the combine. But for me, it was just going in and doing my job and getting back home.
Do you remember your interview with the Texans?
Not at all. I don't even know if I met with the Texans or not. I just remember I didn't even meet with the Bengals, actually. I didn't even meet with the Bengals. I didn't have a workout with the Bengals. I didn't have anything with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Who did you think was going to draft you based on your combine?
I was thinking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
They showed the most interest?
The most interest.